Art in the Ozarks is bringing together four Eureka Springs creatives, sculptor John Stalling, Robin Barner, and Patrick Smith, who operate Ozark Mountain Rustics, and organizer Adrian Frost.
John Stalling is an extraordinary artist. I had the fortune to meet him here in Eureka Springs. He's a metal worker. He has to make his living by making functional sculpture, but he also makes these absolutely splendid pieces, and he'll be showing them, and he's just a wild, brave spirit, and they're very, very sophisticated things about metal. And then Robin and Patrick, they're both young men compared with us. They're in their 20s, so they're just starting, but they're making beautiful stuff out of Ozark wood. We're all in the same big studio, which used to be Miracle Mansion, which is an extraordinary piece of architecture in itself. And they're making very dynamic and interesting furniture. So that's them.
Adrian Frost is a native of Cornwall, United Kingdom. He says he specifically relocated from upstate New York, where he mostly exhibits, to the Ozarks to enroll his son, Siddhartha, in Clear Springs School and to be closer to his son's mom.
So I drove down with my son into the amazingly beautiful Ozarks and this really great school. Here's the thing about coming to Eureka Springs and coming to this extraordinary part of America, the Ozarks. I paint outside, and my painting has changed, I swear, because I'm looking across from where I am, you know, in northwest Arkansas, this beautiful view across the valley, the whole landscape with the mountains at the edge there. And I'm not copying it, but it's getting into the work. It's like a light in the work. So I love that. And I've done all kinds of performance, music, dance, poetry, theater, and just straight painting and sculpture. So I kind of do it all, love it all, and, you know, have taught in California, taught in New York, taught in various universities, and love being here and working in education with kids as well. That's it, really.
Open Adrian Frost's homepage, and you see his name in black enameled marks on a weathered oak plank. A couple of clicks into the older work reveal a white death mask and body cast limbs affixed to rusty sheet metal. Another composition mixes photo portraiture with chicken wire and hand-painted verse on paper. The newer work is Ozarkian, for example, an eroded ferrous iron pipe embedded in a bit of limestone karst. And Frost's paintings and sculpture involve lots of verbiage, nudging patrons toward his mindset. But out of the studio, he clearly enjoys staging events like Art in the Ozarks.
Oh, yes. Well, I'm really looking forward to the show. We're down... we're very lucky. John Rankin's given us a beautiful space opposite the post office there, above his building. And we've got the amazing Stevie Tombstone, who's a great rock and roller and a beautiful songwriter. And he lives in the area. His child is going to the school. And then we're going to have the lovely Karen Fitzpatrick and Pearl Brick, and they're both going to sing unaccompanied. So we're trying to make it a fierce and loving exploration.
The Friday evening reception from 5 to 9 is free, yet is a little mercenary.
A lot of the work is going to go for $100, and people will be able to pay $25 and take something with them. We're going to have a contract written up so that you can pay $25 and then you pay the next free $25 bi-monthly to the school. So we're trying to get it so that money comes in, people buy beautiful things, and they're not too expensive.
Art in the Ozarks to benefit Clear Springs School will also be catered by a Guatemalan restaurant based in Berryville, La Luna. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich in Fayetteville.